The Chilkat Valley Preschool looks to extend its lease with the borough. And the Alaska Marine Highway System will no longer allow children and teenagers under 18 to travel solo. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System will no longer allow children and teenagers under 18 to travel solo. The current rules place no restrictions on 16 and 17-year-olds. Solo travelers 12 to 15 need a note from a parent or guardian. Kids under 12 must travel with an adult, but it could be anyone. Spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the new rules focus on safety.
We're in large ships, we're on open ocean. If they're unsupervised, different accidents could happen, especially if we're in rough weather as well.
The new rules say anyone under 18 must travel with an adult, and that adult must be a parent, legal guardian, or have notarized authorization from a parent or guardian. Minors traveling as part of chaperoned youth groups, such as school sports teams, are exempt. So are teens who are married or legally emancipated. Woodrow says there's a reason for requiring permission slips to be notarized.
There has been instances where runaways have been aboard the ferry system, and this prevents a 15 or 16-year-old from forging their parents' signature and saying, yes, they're allowed aboard.
He says the rules will also help protect children from being assaulted or abused while on a ferry. The policies will be enforced beginning November 20th. Woodrow says the rules were changed as part of an ongoing policy review.
This was one that stood out of being outdated and time to be renewed and brought up more to current standards of, and expectations of what travelers expect on a public transportation system.
He said no one incident led to the change, but he says the old policy created a risk for children and a potential liability for the ferry system. Board members and staff at the Chilkat Valley Preschool are working to find a new home for their program, but they don't think the deadline the Haynesboro has given them to vacate their current facility will work. Here's KHNS's Emily Files.
I'm four.
The Chilkat Valley Preschool serves 26 3- and 4-year-olds at $250 a month per student. A borough-owned building on First Avenue has been the nonprofit's home for about 40 years.
You know, as you're going into the bathroom, so there's a big gap, so we've had to make some patches in the flooring.
That's Renee Hoffman. She's the preschool's office manager and one of the people leading the search for a new facility. She walks through the building talking about all of the things that need repair.
The windows, I think, are probably, they're really old.
Back in January, the preschool's lease for this building was up for renewal. The borough assembly decided the building was too decrepit to maintain. They gave the preschool 6 months to leave. That deadline was later extended to June 30th, 2015.
The fact that it happened so abruptly is something I don't think anyone was expecting.
The preschool's board of directors, which is made up of parents who have children there, has been frantically trying to raise money for the move. So far, they've raised about $60,000. They need to raise more in order to receive grants from organizations like the Rasmussen Foundation. Because of fundraising struggles and a lack of a clear plan about where to move, the board is planning to ask the borough for a lease extension.
Obviously, we're going to need an extension because whatever we do, whether it's building a new building, buying a building that exists in town, or a modular, it's to ask a nonprofit to accomplish that in 1 year with no solid funding at that point, you know, funding towards that project is quite a feat.
The borough is not close to the idea, but we want to make sure that we have a, you know, firm plan in place for what is ultimately going to happen with them before we make any, you know, clear decision.
That's borough manager Dave Sosa. Right now, the preschool does not have a firm plan in place. Hoffman says their number one choice is to build a new facility on a lot close to the Haynes School. Before, the board was considering purchasing a modular building to put on the Presbyterian Church property, but they decided at a meeting Monday that a new building would be better because it would last longer. And if the preschool were close to the main school, it would benefit the school district if they ever decided to take on pre-K.
This is like about 2,000 square feet, I think, you know, this whole area here.
The preschool's second option, buying a building in town and renovating it. On Thursday, Hoffman and members of the preschool board took a tour of the former Lynn Canal Counseling Building. It's owned by Sue Folletti.
Yeah, you know, anything's going to be better than what we have right now.
Folletti would sell the half of the building where the counseling center used to be for $200,000. Hoffman says that would be about half the cost of constructing a new facility. And if they were to go with the Folletti building, they might be able to get the preschool ready by the start of next school year. But they need to give Folletti an answer by the end of this year, and they're not sure they can raise enough money by that time. Hoffman says the preschool's next step, aside from more fundraising, is to ask the borough to extend the deadline. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Potential changes to the capital city's public bus routes are causing a stir in Juneau and in other communities like Haines. The proposed plan by Juneau's Public Works Department would eliminate service onto the University of Alaska Southeast campus and into the downtown core, including the Capitol. Lisa Fu from KTOO has more.
Capitol Transit buses haven't run on a reliable schedule for years due to increased traffic lights, congestion, and road construction. Public Works Director Kirk Duncan says proposed changes will fix that, partly by shortening some routes.
We're not running the bus all the way to the end in Douglas to St. Anne's Avenue. We're turning around at Savago Park. It saves about 4 minutes. We're not going through downtown. That saves about 6 minutes. We're moving the transfer point from the Nugget Mall to the skate park, and that saves about 2 minutes on each side of the back loop road. So all those things put time back into the schedule.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel is not happy about the change to downtown service. Instead of making a loop of Franklin, 4th, and Main Streets, buses will just go to the downtown transit center. Keel says this goes against some of the Juneau Assembly's goals.
One is to address the downtown parking problem, and by cutting off the downtown loop, you make the downtown parking problem worse, not better. By cutting off the downtown loop, you cut off bus service to two of the three highest density developments in the borough. And then another, of course, is to be a great capital city. And if you can't take capital transit to the capital building in the capital city, I'm not sure what we're doing.
Duncan says running a bus through downtown presents safety issues. He says the transit center is within a half-mile walk of current downtown stops, including the Capitol.
In the wintertime, it's tough to get buses up there because the snow tends to pinch in street narrows. In the summertime, you got a lot of summer tourists on Franklin Street. So from our standpoint, we feel uncomfortable running 102-inch wide buses up Franklin in some of the conditions that we encountered.
Another big change is no longer going onto the University of Alaska Southeast campus. Instead, riders will have to catch the bus on Back Loop Road, about a third of a mile away, accessed by a new walking path. Currently, the bus picks up and drops off between 35 and 70 people each day at UAS. The Campus Advisory Council decided on Monday to write a resolution asking the city to reconsider eliminating service to UAS. Duncan says the changes will save Capital Transit about $115,000 a year, meeting an economic target set by Assembly budget cuts. The bus service has a total annual budget of about $6.6 million. If implemented, the changes could take effect in the spring. The city is holding a series of 7 public meetings during the first week of December to get feedback from the community. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
Any changes to the Capital Transit bus system and routes won't just affect Juneau residents. Many Haines and Skagway residents, like Alexandra Fite, ride the bus when they travel to Juneau as well. The route changes could affect how Upper Lynn Canal residents get around the capital city for shopping, medical appointments, and entertainment.
Sometimes we stay at the hostel, and when we do, then we often use the bus to get about and do shopping or get to some hiking trails. Or often when we bring our boat in the summer, that's our main route, is using the bus to get downtown or get over to the mall.
The bus currently does not go to the Auk Bay Ferry Terminal. Passengers who arrive to Juneau by ferry without vehicles either have to use taxis or walk to the closest bus stop a mile from the ferry terminal. Fite says she thinks urban areas, including Juneau, should be working to expand public transit rather than limit it.
You can't always get your car on the ferry in the summer, or a lot of people are on their boats if they're fishing and they come into port, or like us if we're just out playing. And it just seems that urban areas should have a good public transportation system, that that's one of the things all across our country we should be doing for carbon reduction and also just for life in a city, to make it more easier for people to get around and do what they need to do and not have to own their own individual car.
You can find out more about the proposed route changes for Capital Transit on our KHNS website with this report. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. We had reports from Emily Files tonight. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.
Hi, this is David Green from NPR News. You tune in to KHNS because you want the news put to you directly, without hype, without sensationalism. Whether it's All Things Considered, Morning Edition, statewide news, or the KHNS local news, you know you can count on KHNS to get you the news you need when you need it. Your support means KHNS can build their news department to bring you more of the local stories you care about in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. You can be a part of community news reporting with your donation today. Just go to www.khns.org.